ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إذا أضرت النوافل بالفرائض فارفضوها.
Imam Ali said, when optional issues, the nawafil, stand in the way of the wajib, the fara'id, then abandon the nawafil.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, when we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course we find that this divinely appointed Imam is a spring of knowledge and wisdom. It seems that this divine knowledge and this divine wisdom flows from the depths of the soul of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it is really not that strange for this to occur for individuals such as Imam Ali alayhi salam. They are connected to the divine. They are connected with the Almighty Allah. One of the things in this holy month of Ramadan that we endeavor and undertake is to establish and strengthen and increase our connection with the Almighty Allah. Fasting in these days of the holy month of Ramadan really teaches us so many things. One of those things, dear friends, is generosity. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, generosity has its roots in man's dignity. Hence, to hold others under obligation against one's generosity is contrary to a human being's greatness. Generosity is one of the things which we practice and we learn in the holy month of Ramadan. And generosity comes from one's dignity, one's honor, one's nobility. It is a human being's honor and nobility and dignity, the respect and love for others that brings about generosity. You give something for the sake of Allah. You are generous for the sake of Allah. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, there is something which is contrary to a human being's greatness. What is that? That is when one holds others under obligation for their generosity. Meaning, I gave something for the sake of Allah. I gave some charity or I gave away a gift to a fellow human being for the sake of Allah, in the name of Allah. And then later on, I say, do you remember I gave you such and such thing? Do you remember I gave you charity? Do you remember I did this and this for you? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ali says, this is contrary to human beings' greatness. If you are generous, and if you give in the way of Allah, as the tradition says, give in a manner where your one hand does not know that the other hand has given away charity. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعض الظالم على يدي يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسه در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Ali is the need of our time, the 20th century. We need him now. Look at even the United Nations when they issued this famous report about the socio-economic, you know, situation in the Arab world, about the development there. They actually emphasized to the Arabs that we are not asking you to follow the West. Go back to your own sources and your own books. And then they have a quotation, a passage from Nahjul Balagha, the letter that Ali wrote to Malik Ashtar. They said, look at that. He is from your world. And follow that. And so my message to us, especially this year, is that how much do we know about Ali? How much do you know about the sayings of Ali and the lectures which are there, the sermons which are there in Nahjul Balagha? You know, Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri has a very good statement in his brief commentary on Nahjul Balagha where he says, we are like the salesman of the perfume who goes around, you know, sells the perfume, gives them, this is the, you know, sample version of it, use on yourself. Spreads the fragrance around. But if you look at himself, there is no smell there. We go around and talk about Ali. But have we taken that ilm and wisdom and knowledge of Ali, rubbed it on ourselves or not? We don't need, you know, non-Muslims to appreciate Ali and write about Ali, study his ideas and thoughts and then present to us. And then we say, mashallah, you know, Christians are saying this about Ali. What about us? Let us make a commitment with Ali ibn Abi Talib tonight. That at least from now on, we'll pick up Nahjul Balagha. And if you don't want to buy, don't worry about it. Online version is free. Go to the last segment of Nahjul Balagha, the sayings. Short sayings there. Make a point of reading and studying and pondering on one saying per week. And this is where you will come to realize who is Ali. And you will get closer to him and his ideas and his expectation that he has from his followers, and especially from his Shias.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.